ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday Night Live Show. The Hawk is sitting right here. And it is 7. My Lord, 7-7, 2023. Well, I like 77 better than a 66 any old day. Let me tell you this. Chapter 38, Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws. And I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. And be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Then thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Verse 10, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also, besides all I just said, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I'll tell you what, you don't really have a wall around your village, do you? And I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land, you see. Ah, yes. You see, that unwound villages, that land of the unwalled villages, is most likely the United States. So you got to get ready, because the Russians and the Red Chinese are already inside the U.S. It is probably likely, as I've told you today, yesterday, the day before, and then weeks before, I talked to you about all of the Poseidon, tsunami bomb weapons that are really autonomous small submarines underneath the water that can sit there for 6 months or probably close to up to a year and then activate and then blow, okay? Or then activate and move to somewhere else closer to where they want to be. Oh, I don't know. Chicago, Milwaukee, wherever it might be, Cleveland, wherever it might be. You see what I'm saying? Tennessee Valley dams and down in there, wherever it might be. Mississippi River somewhere, might be. New Orleans, Might be the Houston Ship Channel, off the Ship Channel, and blow it and tsunami up the channel. It might be. It could be something else, too. But now let me just tell you. You need to be ready for whatever comes. And who knows who's coming? Red Chinese commandos, Spetsnaz, biker gangs, street gangs, the socialist liberal neighbors that are going to come at you with their kitchen knives and butter knives because they smell food coming somehow or another from your backyard, you see. or they see that you might have a light peeking through the corner of your darkened windows where you've got the black cloth over them, like the Blitz days in the old World War II. But they all come too. And whoever tiptoes down the lane and tries to come into your tulips, you see what I'm saying? So you got to be ready. You got to be prepared. You got to have all the stuff. And then you also have to be the backup person where you say, Lord, do you want me to go to my bug out place, if there is one you've got? Or he might say, no, stay here. This is where I will protect you and defend you. And this is where I want you to stand. But he also could say, go ahead and go to your bug out. Go right now, you see. Go earlier rather than later. Now, I talked about the Looney Balloons being up there, in the South Dakota and went over to Duluth, Minnesota. And then I looked at the weather, Little Meister coming tonight before I came on the air, and the weather report. And this, they're just steering a nice little storm, just steering it right down the path. Coming down from Canada with a little cooler air, hitting the warmer air, and kaboom, and then it's going to be going eastward, but at a higher level. So I was correct. I was telling you last night, it's probably going to go along where it's going to go. It's going to go into the Ohio Valley and stuff. Probably through Illinois and Iowa, Illinois, parts of Nebraska, go into the Ohio Valley with some rain on a front. And then that front is trailing back from behind, and if I took a look at the mimic, I could probably show you where they're creating the flow at the southern end of it to push it, you know, and all of that, or coming up from the Gulf. So there's a lot of things going on, and those Looney Balloons are part of it. And they're not your friends. They're not your friends. They're not your protection. At the very least, they're surveilling you to try to find out which ones of you that they need to pick up or to arrest or to come and take you in the truck to take you to the bye-bye on the guillotine land. You know what I mean? So now I've got a good domestic type here, who also is a beer man. All right. But he said, Hawks, check this morning on the ADS-B exchange flight tracker and put on the military-only filter. Looking at the U.S., I clicked on an RQ-4 Global Hawk drone, which once showed a rather strange flight plan. It appeared to have departed Point Magoo, you know, that's off California coast, around Oxnard or a little bit there close to it. And it then made a high-altitude lapse offshore of the Channel Beach, the Channel Islands, before making a beeline up over Fresno and into Nevada. The main mission was then made very clear by a 40 to 50, 60 laps. Now, listen to this. If you're up in that area, you need to understand what it might be. It made over Silver Springs, Nevada, particularly the Lahontan Reservoir, the Lahontan, L-A-H-O-N-T-A-N, Lahontan Reservoir, near Silver Springs, Nevada. Could be a training mission, but I'll tell you what, there could be a credible threat to that reservoir. So just found it odd and worth mentioning. Thank you very much for sending that in, because this indicates, and oh, by the way, they're making the flight well above 40,000 feet. Okay. Well above. So they're doing it from real high up to make sure they're getting the picture, but not having the sound of them coming over. Or being able to be seen. I suspect that there's probably red Chinese saboteurs there. I'm going to tell you what, I'm still worried about those Oroville Dam and all those things in California. I'm telling you, and if they do not have strong security at those locations, then I'm going to tell you there could be trouble up there. There's all kind of stuff like this, bridges that open and close and all these kind of things. Everybody, and if you're out there, like, my old buddy down there in the crossroads, I think this is time to where you tell everybody you got to make one more run. You got to go down and talk to your guy that's got the ammonium hydrate or that supply or that's got the oil tank farm or who's sitting on the big house that's got all the spigots for the natural gas pipelines and all that. Remember, they hit that about a year or so ago or tried to do something down there, if you recall. It's one of the key distribution points in Texas. So I'm going to tell you, this is the time to make another stop, to talk to your guys one more time. Tell them they should put on security and watch their cameras. Keep their cameras, you know, good and readjust them if need be. But they need to have people on their premises that got the firearm, you know. They need to have somebody there at night. Pick a veteran. Pick a good, solid young veteran who may need a job. Put a firearm, a pistol on him, you know, and a 12-gauge pump somewhere in the corner and let him watch your stuff for you, okay? This is important. I'm telling you, we're going to have to be the security because the United States government and all of their EIEIOs are all watching you. They're all watching you. They want to arrest you. They want to make sure you go in down in the hidey hole and then up to the guillotine line. They want control over you. Just right like that.
Well, now, old Hawk got knocked off the air, so he's going to other alternative means of talking to you. Was it the RQ4 Global Hawk drone, which report, and I think it might have been, that departed out of Point Mugu, thereabouts off of Oxnard, California, and they made high-altitude laps offshore the Channel Islands before making a beeline over to Fresno and into Nevada. The main mission was then very clear by the 40 to 50, 60 laps it made over Silver Springs, Nevada, and particularly the La Hontan Reservoir, the La Hontan Reservoir. It could have been a training mission, but with all that stuff going on, it could be a threat to that reservoir. I suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, there may have actually been a threat to that reservoir. So consequently, they don't want that coming out on the air because we don't have Jack Dooley Squad protect the United States. It's all over there to fight the war with Russia. You know, when the Ukrainians or the U.S. guys blow up someplace and then try to blame it on the Russians. So then you've got inside the United States right now, not except, you know, maybe one, two congressmen or three congressmen and then the spooks in the military, all right? And then there's people inside the military that don't know about it, and then there's others that are even lower ranked that do, and they're running the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got trouble in River City, you know? We got problems in the different country. So I was telling you all there for a minute ago, if you are the police or you're a sheriff or you're just somebody that owns a business, let's say you own the farm supply or you got the anhydrous ammonia, you got the wheat and corn, you know, bins, giant bins and all that stuff, where you're sitting by a railroad track or something like that, and you're pushing the grain down the line, you know? Or if you got barges on the river, you know, the Mississippi or whatever, Missouri or whatever you got them. Or if you're sitting outside of a power plant, you know, somewhere that's on the Missouri River up by Nebraska, maybe somewhere, which usually only has one generator that's in just in case when the big one goes out, when the power gets cut, it's time to go get five more generators up there, boys and girls. It's time to protect this country because your government, your military, all your EIEIOs, they're more interested in arresting you and sending you to camps, sending you to somewhere and cut your head off with the old guillotine. You know what I'm saying? Or hang you up. Take your goods. You see, it's order of chaos. Create the chaos, and then they put the order in, and they're going to start the killing and killing and killing, you see, because that is what their little G God, Lucifer, is telling them to do. That's the the top slots in the military, top slots in executive, top slots in all of the different agencies and the EIEIOs. You see, this makes, they just make my point. They make my point because they can't keep their little stinking filthy hands off of it. They don't like freedom of speech. They don't like freedom of the press. They don't like freedom of religion. They don't want you to be able to protest your government. They don't want you to petition for redress of grievances. So I'm going to tell you what. I am going to read this tonight, but I guess I could. And I could read that, you know. I was going to be nice. You know, Bill of Rights tonight. But instead, I think I'll read part of the Declaration of Independence. The first law of this land, the governing document that created the United States. That will never any form of government becomes destructive. You got me now? All right. I'm yelling into this phone, and there must be sort of blocking my phone. I don't know what it is. That the one along crime abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object. Events are designed to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide no guards for their future security. Now, that's the Declaration of Independence. I'm buying at Thomas Jefferson's house, you know? So I'm going to tell you what, it's just as likely to be the EIOs come for you as to be the street gangs or anybody else. But I think that they're still trying to start a World War III. This Vilnius, Lithuania meeting of all the NATO people, they're going to have a whole air cap up, Spanish Air Force, half of it's over there, right? And other NATO planes and all the different stuff. But if they're going to have some kind of a thing, there could be a trickery coming into the fore here. And if somebody shoots one of them planes down or launches a missile into that area in Vilnius, maybe they just go ahead and launch and create a problem. Well, then instantly they vote for Ukraine to be part of the deal, to be part of NATO, and then they hit the attack button to go against Russia. And then at that point, it's nothing but hypersonics and this and that and the other and bombers and blackjack bombers and B-52 bombers and B-2s and all the different stuff, you see. And then inside the United States, Obama, this might have been what it is, Obama hired Russian Spetsnaz, trained them in Colorado Springs with the Rangers and different people, used them in drills, where in the drill, the bad guys were disgruntled, you know, or U.S. Barons, okay? Veteran, United States veterans, many of whom would be Christians, and a lot of them who were disabled, who were involved in taking over in the drill, the underground of the Denver airport and trying to get into Cheyenne Mountain and all of that. So consequently, the Russians then were called upon by Obama's people to be the agents. The Spetsnaz were going to help U.S. out, and they were going to attack and get into the Cheyenne Mountain and into the Denver airport to kill the U.S. veterans that were protesting against all of the crap going on. So that was in a drill. That was done. So they're hired. They're still paying them on the black budget. So I've covered most of what I covered when I thought that we might be doing it. So I'm going to tell you what. We talked about the Poseidon missiles. We got them, I believe, still laying on the bottom, sitting in Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Erie, Huron, etc. I think they came in, as I told you months ago, through the St. Lawrence Seaway in vessels that look like research vessels or large pleasure yachts. And I even saw the pictures and all the stuff to how they could even carry these Poseidons underneath or on the side, underneath a covered rail to where nobody could really see it. And nobody was watching the St. Lawrence. So, you know, cruise on in, you pay your toll, you do your da-da-da-da-da-da. You call the harbor master, you say, hey, we're just going to go fishing and, you know, going along the lakes and going fishing in various places. And then all of a sudden, you drop over the side. You drop your Poseidon up, and it maneuvers down to the bottom, sits there and ready and wait to take out and do a 1,000-foot tsunami in one of the Great Lakes. So that's what we're talking about. So you need to be protective of your own area. And I mean your neighborhood, your ranch, your farm, whatever it is, your business and the block in front of your business, you know, the house that you're sitting at, you know. And these are the times where you need to make sure you've got all the things you can get. Now, one thing I was going to tell you to get, you know, I always try to tell you about some dumb thing that you don't think about, but you need. You need a siphon pump, one that you can push with your hands and pump it back and forth so you don't have to try to suck the gasoline down your mouth and spit it out and all the old time stuff. Okay. But you get a siphon pump, a small one or two. All right. And then also I was just going to say to you is that you need a boot knife. You need an extra hideout knife because they ain't necessarily talking about taking it from you anymore. You see what I'm saying? You know, it depends on who's going to frisk you or all that, but you got another shot and chance. I would have generally three knives on me, you know, one or two, a big one, a medium one, and then a boot knife. And that right there is exactly what, that's exactly what I would do. Sometimes I might even load up with two separate pistols, all right? Maybe a 40 cal and a 9mm, all right? So whatever it is you do, whatever it is you are after, do not think that, oh, well, the 4th and 5th didn't happen, so it didn't blow up. Well, it might blow up on the 11th. Might blow up on the 10th before the 11th. They then bring in Ukraine into the NATO, and then bingo, there you go. And then it's off to the, you know, paragraph 5 or whatever it is, races. All right, now I was going to read to you some different stuff, and maybe I should do that because it's not a bad idea to always read the things. I had some lists here that, you know, we've talked about these lists and different stuff, and so I brought out some. I've got, you know, 4, 5, 6 different, you know, types of lists, and so it's just like some of the stuff here. This one, I believe, was originally a 72-hour checklist from NitroPack.com. Evacuation masks, okay? Dust masks, NBC gas mask, storage container should be strong, water-resistant, lightweight, to cache and store your stuff, barrel or plastic bags, buckets, a waste pack, and a backpack for 72 hours. For infants and toddlers, large box of disposable diapers, okay? Baby blanket, different things like that, formula, cash and money, take as much as you got, I'm going to tell you. Small bills is better. You also should have some silver dimes, silver quarters, you know, that kind of stuff to do things. And then here's just, so let's see, blanket and shelters. I've got pop-up camping tent, you know, all kind of stuff. Here's survival gear suggestions. Masks, leather work gloves, duct tape, royal plastic sheeting, 3 mil thickness, fire escape ladder for second and third floor homes, smoke detector, plastic tarps for shelter or protecting exposed personal property, 3 to 4 foot crowbar, gas and water shutoff tool, that's one that won't spark, or adjustment wrench, shovels, bolt cutters, camping wood saw and spare blades, chainsaw with spare chain set, oil and fuel. You could also get the new ones that have the electrical thing to where you could plug them in if you had a portable solar deal where you could get and charge up your lithium ion battery and go that route, all right? Construction bump helmet, assorted tools, screwdrivers, hammers, saws, etc., plastic eye protection, plastic zip ties, potassium iodide radiation tablets. If you don't have some of those, go and get some. You can usually get them. I've seen them even at, Whole Foods and places like that. They're vitamin aisles. Potassium iodide radiation protectors. Personal protection items, pepper spray, stun guns, handgun, rifle, shotgun ammo, all right? Multifunction pocket knife, multi-tool. Get one of them Leatherman multi-tools. But you could also get a nice big fighting knife, a K-bar or a big Gerber or one of them kind of things, you know? And then I still like to have either a hatchet and maybe also a machete as well, okay? Because I'm going to tell you what, you can do some fighting. 12-volt battery TV, extra cell phone, but I'll tell you, when the stuff comes, the cell phones are going to pop out. There will be a time where the satellite phones will still work. Go to SteveQuayle.com and click on that, on the satellite phone, and they'll give you all the information you need about that. If they start taking out satellites, that'll be down the road, possibly sometime, but for a while, you should be able to get through, okay? Lighting, modal flashlights, spare batteries, 7 bulbs, LED flashlights, lanterns, extra batteries, you see. Instant light sticks, kerosene lamps or lamp oil lamps, DEETs, you know, Aladdin, all the different ones that you can get. Petromax, there's a good one. The Petromax lantern, which I would use more for outside, unless you've got specifically just inside, you're using the lamp oil or the kerosene. But it will burn outside, like for an outside light, it would even burn lead-free gas, all right? But I wouldn't use that for that, to be honest with you. Heating and cooking. Kids, folding Esbit stove, new wick candles. Those are the 120-hour candles and stuff with the folding stove. Replacement fuel tablets, waterproof matches, fire starter sticks. These are just some of the stuff. I mean, I could go on and on and on. That's NitroPack.com. That's a list from them. And there's all kind of other lists. It's just, you know, need to be something that you're interested in doing. I've talked to you about the expedient shelters in basements or garages, how you could pile up the different things under a workbench or under, you do under the workbench, you put all kind of stuff on top of it. Then you put the old chest of drawers downstairs along down the side of it, and you make a cubby hole and you pile up all the old books and stuff that are on the shelf down there and the good encyclopedias, and you put them all up there, and you crawl in underneath. I talked to you about standing a plywood up against the wall, didn't I? Talked to you about that, and that is also another good thing, you know. And if you've got it, you're down in the basement area, up above in that area, you can also pile your furniture up above where you're going to be on that to give you extra use. I talked to you about the bricks and how you do a plywood and you put the 2x10s and then you put bricks or flat blocks, lay them on flat on the plywood, and then they're the border of those 2x10s. There's all kind of stuff you can do, ladies and gentlemen, all kind of stuff that you can do that if you can do it expediently and quickly and in your home. If you have a shelter to go to or you have something like that, and some people do have them, and I know some people have gotten those ones they put in the backyard. I don't know how much they cost, but they look pretty cool. And these are those shelters that a tornado can't knock down. You know what I mean? And you can get up in them. The idea is to also protect yourself from the fallout. So therefore, you need the gas mask and a Tyvek F suit or better quality. Look up radiation or chemical-proof suits, and you can get an idea of what you need to get. Anyway, I've talked to you about all of that. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Steve Quayle has been at this for so many years, and Brother Quayle is still on the radio, but I would like to also this time, Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Quayle? Will you go to him? We know he's had some trouble with his heart and having stents and different stuff. Lord Jesus, will you go to him and make sure that he is being restored back to full health. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. And to Ronnie. Ronnie in Iowa, Ronnie, Lord Jesus loves you and he wants you to come out of this thing with blind colors. Lord, remove the bad stuff from Ronnie and make sure it's gone and restore him back to full health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. For the old sheriff and the Lord, may the Lord Jesus continue to give you medical miracles. to the Nunemakers, Dave and Debbie. Lord Jesus, will you go and touch them? Will you give to each of them as they need their medical miracles, as you've already performed miracles with David here of late and with Debbie in the past? So, Lord Jesus, go to them and let them know that it's you there. And to all those others, all the other ones I know, good buddy Jim. Jim, Lord Jesus, go to Jim. He's been so much on your side for so many years, defending against the evil and all of the things. And Lord Jesus, will you provide any medical miracle that he needs, you see? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. There's Jarhead and all the good people out there, all of you out there. I can't remember every single one, but I will also remember right now the old tough grandma, the tough grandma down in Florida who fought off the guy who jumped in her car through the window to try to take her purse. And she said, "Oh, no, mister. Lord Jesus, help me now. This is my purse, mister. You let go." And she was fighting him in the car. And then all of a sudden, a white old security guard from a prison comes, a black man and a Hispanic man, and they grabbed that sucker and threw him down to the ground and sat on him till the police came, and she kept her purse. But let me tell you, Lord Jesus, will you touch her right now? Will you provide her medical miracles in terms of what she needs? And you know what she needs, Lord. But she's so ever, ever, ever true to you, Lord Jesus. Help her also with any other trouble that she's been in, from threats from different people and that kind of stuff. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, man, oh, man. It's just, this is so good. When you're with the Lord Jesus and you get the fire and the spirit and you get him to giving you the words to put in your mouth, I'm going to tell you, it's the most wonderful thing, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're not with Lord Jesus, if you have not repented of your sins and asked him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then by all means, do so right now. Just do so right now. Let him know. Now, Brother Quail can get you any kind of gold or silver real quickly. He also has his private information he gets on his private briefings that he puts out on those and the Q-File 2.0. And then Brother Quail can also get you all kind of other stuff, so if you just call him up. But I would get some of his videos and some of the books if they got any of them left, because he's not reprinting those books because, you know, it's just not going to be reprinted. So get anything that you can get. He was running them about 50% off on the books, you know. And then on some of the conference videos, the older conference videos and that kind of stuff. So you call him up, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. Tell him old Hawk sent you, all right? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think you need to be looking out for any kind of a thing that doesn't look right. And you need to be well healed when you go to town. You need to be in your car, have something a little, all right? Don't let them take your car. Don't let them do it. But at the same time, don't be a dummy. When you're going into parking lots and that kind of stuff, make sure your parking lot where you're parking, where there's a light, can see it real good. Don't worry about getting your Corvette dented or something like that. I don't have one, but, you know, Biden's got one. He would worry about getting dented, you know. But I was just trying to tell you, there's all kind of stuff that's happening at the point of retail and that kind of stuff, all right? Grocery stores, you know, big box stores, all the kind of stuff, shopping areas. So you need to make sure you're going, and you need to go. When you go with somebody else. And have somebody else look out for you while you're loading groceries in the back of the car, or the truck, or whatever. And if you're in a grocery and you're above 30 years old, or even if you're less than 30, you can still always ask for somebody in the old full-line grocery stores if they can help you with your things and take them to the car. Incidentally, Lady J, who always says up and roaming around all of the Blue Ridge and the Smoky Mountains, and she goes to all the different grocery stores and checks and all the stuff. There's a lot of stuff out of stock, you know, like no applesauce in a Walmart. A whole 7-foot shelf would be applesauce and different canned fruits and stuff. Nothing there. you know, even down to like notepads and letters and things like that, just different envelopes and things. It's just like stuff is disappearing everywhere. So you need to stock up on whatever it is you need to stock up on. And you need to get your list and work your list. I read off of the list. That was Nitro, NITRO-PAK. It's one of their checklists. Emergency Essentials would have a checklist. All the different ones that people have checklists for you. Holly Dale, Dare to Prepare, and also at standdale.com, Holly Space. You can get food, different food and medical supplies, and then regular tools and items that you need, you know, of all different kinds of things. Think about protecting your grandchildren, your children. Your niece, your nephew, or your good neighbor, or something like that. There's a guy next door that you would like to help them. Make sure you've got an extra bag of rice and some chunky soup to pour over it for them. Ladies and gentlemen, engine type terms, you know, that you can put in there. Long-term storage food, freeze-dried food, canned food. Put those in. Canned meats. Meats that will last 15 to 20 years, you see. Survival Cave, Yoder's, different things like that. There's other brands. When you're going to the grocery store, buy Elmore White Tuna and water. Okay? Buy Elmore White Tuna and water. That's what I buy. You can buy any kind of tuna if you want, but get some tuna. You know, get a lot of tuna. It doesn't cost that much to buy it. 5, 6, 8 of those. Get plenty of them. Keep them in the game, and I hope you do. You can always get in touch with me, RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. That is an email. Okay, quit trying to go over there and look at it on the Facebook and all that crap. I don't have any of that crap. I don't have any social media networks like that, right? So all the Russians that try to go over there and look for me over there and all the spooks in America try to go over there, I'm not there, so just forget it. And then I'll tell you what, anything is most needed and welcome. Send me a letter, send me a card, you put a little something in it, that's good. If you can put in Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, you know, a silver ounce, a silver dime, silver quarter, silver half, whatever, silver dollar, a little 10th ounce gold piece, whatever it might be, all right? An ounce of gold, whatever it is that you're led to do. Those are the easiest things, or a check. Make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K, that's all you need. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just going to be a wild weasel. It's going to be a wild weasel, and I'm going to tell you what. That's for aircraft. You need to watch all kind of things. You need to watch the helicopters. Because, you know, I'll tell you what, I got zapped by a helicopter one time. Hovering, you know, 50 yards up the street at about, about a 75-foot tall or 50-foot tall tree. And when I heard, and I was in the front yard down there 50 yards down the street, and the Lord Jesus said, you better run for the garage. You better run for the house. In my mind, he told me, run for the house. And at that moment, the helicopter revved up. And then, bam, I got zapped by some kind of electronic weapon. It froze the whole left, right side of my body. I'm still having effects from it now, even all these years later. This is like about, maybe about 12 years later, something like that, 10. I forget exactly the year that that happened in. And then that thing took off like a beeline. That was a hit. That happened to other people, by the way. And, you know, at different junctures, we had people that were friends of the show or walking across the street. Coming from a VA area, and a boom, an explosion hits, and the manhole cover flies up and misses the guy's nose by about an inch. Okay? We had also in the same thing, demolition derby drivers try to run him and his spouse off the road in cars, loosening up nuts on the wheels, that kind of stuff. All kind of crazy stuff all the time. So don't think this junk doesn't happen. And as this ramps up, it's going to happen more and more and more to people everywhere. So you better get ready to be and able to defend yourself, you know? Get ready to defend yourself. Boy, I'll tell you, knock the good old computer offline. You know, it's just nuts. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this government, they've gone beyond the pale. They're no longer your government or my government. They don't have any semblance of the Constitution. Now you could go to court and you could argue the Biden precedent. Oh, well, I had an illegal, you know, gun or something. Well, I want the Biden precedent. Oh, well, I didn't pay my taxes on millions and millions of dollars. Well, I want the Biden precedent. You see how this is getting to be? It's crooked as a dog's hind leg, and these people are worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer. And now they got cocaine in the White House, and Joe Biden's diapers in the outhouse. All right? So I'm going to tell you what. Lord Jesus is the only way out of this thing, and our Father in Heaven. If you want to help and help those who are on fire for the Lord, those in the mountain yard areas, those in the mountain areas of Indochina, where the Nunamakers have a Bible project and they print Bibles in the dialect of the little village. Some of the villages are still living in the, for any of you guys who were up in there in Vietnam, they still had the stilt houses, okay? You know, up on the stilts, that kind of stuff. And they're still going into those. And so they get them a songbook and a Bible, and they're having home churches and that kind of stuff. And that's still being done. If you want to help that effort out, it's Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton. And that's Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. 17067. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. It's just what a wonderful thing to see. And you see the emails and different newsletters and stuff from them where they show the people. I've seen actually other things that show them with the live or them talking and all the different things, and their ministry is just incredible. And it keeps growing, and we want to help it keep growing, and a lot of you out there are the ones that are helping make it grow. So, by golly, let's keep it up. Let's keep it up, and let's got to watch what's going on. But the eye and the prize, that's Lord Jesus. That's the first preparation. First preparation, and I'll tell you what, when you know he's with you and you're with him, it's just crazy. Let's see, I'm getting a lot of, God bless you out there at the Stagecoach Stop. Canning peaches today. They've had the most wonderful crops are already starting to come in, and it's just incredible. All right. And they still won't let me on my computer, so I can't get a lot of the different stuff. But I just saw something flash up there. Let's see what we got over here. All right. All right. Anyway, doesn't make any difference at this point in time. There's other different things that you need to do. Like you need to get, Where There Is No Doctor, Joe Alton and Nurse Amy. They have some good books. And they also have the most comprehensive medical kits I've ever seen. A little on the pricey side for me, but I'll tell you, if you got the money, buy the big ones. Buy the big ones and get all their books and get their stuff so that you know what to do. They also tell you all about all the different antibiotics that your fish might need, And I'll tell you what, if you go to FishMoxFishFlex.com. FishMoxFishFlex. Just put that in the search engine. That will take you somewhere, and you will get it. And those are dealt those people before, and they have kept me very well supplied for the fish in my fish tank. And all sometimes they have to take them, you know, over the different years they've done it. But you see, if you read the other thing, the medical stuff, and you read some of the news accounts of it, they're running out, and there's shortages. There are shortages of penicillin, amoxicillin, vicillin, all different kind of different penicillin type things. You need to get you some amoxicillin, cephalexin. They've got fish cipro. They've got all kind of stuff. They got fish doxy, cyclin, all kind of things that you can get. And I'll tell you what, if you were sitting on that and they have good dates on them, they will stay out there for a good long while on dates. And that is the thing that you might want to do. All right. So anyway, you can use olive oil to put in your lamp. But I'm going to tell you, there's a shortage of olive oil as well. And you know what else there is a shortage of? There's a shortage of rice on the planet. Now, you can still get it from most places here, all right? And all of that. But I'm going to tell you what. You better get some while you can. And just do something every day. If you're driving down the street, you know, on a day, stop by the grocery store again. Just go and get one or two or three items, all right? Oh, well, I'll tell you what. All these things ongoing, it tells you exactly like what Lord Jesus tells you, Matthew 24. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. And that is exactly where we're at, and these are the beginning of sorrows. Then it's going to get really down and dirty, mean and nasty. And that's when you better have your fighting boots on that are broken in. Get them broken in before you're going to fight in them. Get your extra socks, all the different stuff. Put on your full armor of God and then put on your own body armor. And I was looking again. You can go up right now. You can get real good prices at sportsmanguide.com, and go to body armor and helmets, all right? They got Kevlar helmets up there, you know. They've got the for $179. They got a PASGAT helmet, brand new. You got Mitch helmets. They're more expensive, in the 300s range and that kind of stuff. The Mitch MICH. Those are the newer type, Kevlar type, or you know, helmets where some bullets will bounce off of them. They got level 4, level 3A, level 3 body armor. They got all the carriers. Or you've already got a carrier, you can buy the plates. That's not a bad thing to have, you see. You got all that stuff up there, plus all the food, you know. They got a lot of sales on long-term storage food, buckets, the containers, the big containers with the handle strap from Wise and different people like that, all right? Mountain House, cans, all those kind of things. They've got Survival Cave, you know, canned meats. They also have every kind of other camping supply and every kind of good and every military surplus item you just about would want. And their prices are generally pretty good. Sportsmansguide.com, okay? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I sit late at night, and I think about you all out there, and I remember names and places and, you know, and people like the old Maine Maniacs and some of them who moved to Massachusetts, and some who are still up there, good people up there, the Buffalo Gals, all the different people. The Lake Junaluska people, some of the South Carolinians, you know, some of the West Texas types, Guinea and different people in the West Texas and all the different places, down by the Houston, down by the Dallas. I haven't heard from the people in Dallas in a long time, and God bless you down there. Oh, I tell you what, the weather engineering that they're doing, the weather weapons and weather warfare is ongoing, just like you can't believe. 126 in Phoenix, and, you know, people are getting a little warm out there. I've been out there one time when it was 117 years ago. And that, I tell you, you walk about three steps and you're sweating down to your feet, you know, from your head. But I will tell you this, these little things that they've got that you might want to be interested in, these little Chillwell miniature air conditioners and stuff like that, Chillwell miniature air conditioner, where you can get them from anywhere from $50 to $89. I think the Chillwells are a little bit better quality, perhaps. But they got stuff for $40 and that kind of thing, and you put water in them, and those deals will cool an immediate area. Cool an immediate area. You might want to try some of those out. Just pop them in up on half off Amazon. You know, small or miniature air conditioner or small portable air conditioner. You know, that kind of thing is what you put in your search engine. You might get some of that because we're going to have some of these hot days and this kind of things like we're doing right now. You could be sitting in a tent with one of them, and you might be reasonably comfortable, all right? And all you got to do is add a little water, and it's got to have the ability to be run. If you've got a solar panel type setup or some kind of a battery backup, you might want to do that. And I just want to think about it. My old stagecoach stop people. Man, oh, man, Cannon Peaches, you know, you're the most – some of the most faithful people I've ever seen to the Lord Jesus in my life, and he provides for you every single day of every single year. And that is good for people out here to know and to listen to. If you turn and you give your life over to Jesus and you tell him, Lord, I've repented my sins, come into my life to be my Savior, and I will expound your name every day and pray to you and thank you every day, Lord. And I tell you what, he'll provide for you. He will provide. And if you were to lose your life on this planet or anywhere else, or in a different time zone or time, space, time kind of continuum or whatever it is, you'll have your long-lasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven. He's your Savior. So I'm going to tell you what, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night that these people are trying to create out here and to destroy this planet and to kill 6 billion people or 6.5 billion people to as a blood sacrifice to a stinking little G Lucifer. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you get your Louisville Slugger tuned up, and the minute you see him, you pop him in the ear. You know what I mean? Oh, baby. Yes, sir. There's all kind of different lists about what you get for groceries and all the kind of things, but I'm going to tell you, your best bet is canned goods that will last a long time and that will have meat, potatoes, vegetables, and the gravy already in them. That's why I like chunky soups, Progresso soups, many more beef stews. I do like roast beef hash. I like that a lot. All the different kind of things. You can get canned pink salmon. You know, that's a good meat. Canned pink salmon. And you do all of that, and you get you some bags of rice that will keep. You can put them in buckets if you want, and put the stuff on the top of them that'll take away the moisture and all that. You know, the dry ice stuff or the oxygen absorber, whatever it is, those kind of things. So don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Bending arrangers, Mickey LaBue, I know you're ready. And Mickey, keep your eye on them. Out. Haptics. Road and Track and Little Al, I know this is a good night for you. You tell your daddy hi and you tell him to talk to you about the bodyguard of the King of Bahrain, which is like an 8-foot robot with three machine guns in him. An 8-foot robot walking behind the King of Bahrain. Have him show you the picture. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus loves you all. Good night.